a top story. I saw a story down at Seattle City Hall over the weekend. On Friday afternoon, there's a group of climate activists, and they meet in various places. And they met at City Hall on Friday. And there's a 13-year-old girl there, seventh grader. And she's with a 25-year-old guy. And they're both part of some group that fancies themselves as climate activists. And they're trying to get local politicians to approve a local Green New Deal. So they have no economic sense whatsoever. So this 13-year-old girl, she pulls out a can of spray paint and she paints on the Seattle City Hall. If you've seen, we've spent a fortune on the City Hall, and there's lots of steps that go up to the main doors. And she spray painted "Strike for Our Futures." And there was a group that, you know, part of this protest group. They put this 13-year-old girl in handcuffs, and then one of the protesters tried to tell the cops that she's only 13.
Yes, sir.
So I think that's the 13-year-old girl. It's somebody in that video. What the F? And then she says the F word because she has just defaced with permanent spray paint Seattle City Hall. And then she sobbing.
You realize she's 13 years old. She didn't know.
That's great. We'll figure it out at the precinct.
Okay.
We're not going to sit here while we're surrounded by a bunch of people that want to make their opinions known.
So on the act, you realize she's just 13 years old. And so they've posted on Twitter this video of this 13-year-old girl getting arrested. And their whole mission is to get a Green New Deal for Seattle. And this girl is just, I don't know if she's a tool of these adults. I don't know if she's just a little punk herself. But Cairo 7, they reported on this as well.
It was a 13-year-old girl in handcuffs after Seattle City Hall was vandalized. But witnesses blame today's incident on an unfortunate mishap. They say that 13-year-old girl thought she was using a washable spray chalk to do that stuff during a climate protest. And they say she was devastated to learn that it was not. She and a 25-year-old man were taken into custody for property damage. Seattle police report that the man was booked into jail while the teen was released to her parents.
Unfortunate mishap. She thought it was washable, but it was permanent paint that she used in gigantic letters sprawling over about 10, 12 feet. Strike for our future! But they called it an unfortunate mishap. And on the Facebook page, or the Twitter page where they posted this, they said the same thing. Unfortunate mishap. And they posted, here's what they had tried to use, a fully washable chalk. It washes off easily with a cup of water. That's not what they used. They used a permanent spray paint that costs a lot of money when you spray paint and deface City Hall. So either this 13-year-old activist, she knows how to save the planet, but she can't read the can of spray paint that's in her hands? I don't know if I can believe that. Also, and they say she was released to her parents. Well, Mom, Dad, you ain't exactly doing a bang-up job, but I'm sure Mom and Dad are super proud of their 13-year-old. I bet they think that she is just the kitten's mittens, because she's such a climate activist, and maybe Mom and Dad are too. And there she is on a Friday afternoon running around with some 25-year-old guy. who they claim, he just handed her the can. She just used it, thought it was going to wash off. So we got these 13-year-old kids who have no critical thinking skills, but they're going to tell us how to save the planet. And then they sob when they get put in handcuffs, when they've committed probably thousands of dollars worth of damage to clean up graffiti at City Hall. You got city crews. They get paid when you factor in everything. They get paid a lot. It's not easy to get permanent paint off the nice stone that they used at City Hall. And then she sobs like a little baby when she's being taken into custody. But let's go back to release to her parents. If the parents played a role in who and what their daughter is now and her critical thinking skills and her desire, she either desired to vandalize with permanent paint or was really stupid to not know what she was spraying. One or the other. I don't know that I'd release her to her parents. Unless she's, maybe they're great parents. That's a possibility. It's a small percentage of great parents who have 13-year-olds that are vandals like that. But it happens. Maybe she's just been taken over by these adults, including the 25-year-old guy who was hauled off to jail. But enough of this enabling and coddling and release to her parents, because we've already seen who and what these kids can develop into. And maybe it's time to just crack down a little bit on all this mindless, but because it's in the name of climate activism, she'll get treated with kid gloves because all the politicians are firmly on board with this girl. It's amazing.